Good morning, students. Today we are going to see the supplementary reader, seventh story, The Wonder Called Sleep. See, don't think the supplementary reading means only about the stories. Some other information related to our life is also included in the supplementary reading. Here, the wonder called sleep, which means sleep is a wonderful grant of nature to each and everyone. Everyone, all the living organisms, we are human beings, along with us, the animals, even the trees, they need rest. They also sleep. So, sleep gives us comfortable life. It is making us relaxing our body, rest to our mind, brain. So sleep is very, very important. When we sleep, we take complete rest. This rest makes a lot of changes in our body conditions. It is also helping to improve our health condition. So let us read The Wonder Called Sleep. Our body and the brain recover from fatigue after a good sleep. That means tiredness or uneasiness is removed by taking a sleep. We dream while sleeping, but we do not always remember our dreams. During sleep, our heartbeat becomes slower and our temperature and blood pressure go down. These are the main points in this part. Let us read the main part of this lesson. We know enough about what sleep is, though we don't know what exactly causes sleep. So most of the experts, they are still searching what causes the sleep. But they cannot identify or they cannot find the exact reason what causes sleep. Sleep is a state of rest, but it is very clear that sleep is a state of rest. That means it gives rest to our body. Sleep is a state of rest and unconscious rest. Unconscious means while sleeping, we do not know what is happening in and around us. So we are completely going to the unconscious status while sleeping. When we sleep, our body recovers from fatigue caused by the day's activities. Early morning we get up from the bed, and night we are going back to sleep. In between, we are involved in a lot of activities. So during these activities of many hours, our body becomes so tired. After this tiredness, we need rest. So we have to take sleep. When we sleep, once again, our body becomes active the next day, early morning. After a good sleep and the rest that it gives, we become alert and active again, ready for the normal activities of the day. So once some few hours, if we sleep continuously, our body comes from the tiredness, comes out of the tiredness, and our body is ready to once again ready for active work from the early morning to again till the night. When we wake up in the morning, it's not always possible for us to remember what happened when we were asleep. Okay, at night we are sleeping. While sleeping, we do not know what happened. Even you can ask your parents while we were sleeping. So your parents were discussing some serious matters, or they were involved in various activities, but you do not know because you were completely unconscious in status. What happened in and around you? So that condition we go while we are sleeping. We may remember a dream, but the rest of our sleep was a kind of darkness in which nothing seems to have taken place. several things happen to our body while we are sleeping. So while sleeping, a lot of changes in our body is happening. As we sink deeper into sleep, our muscles relax more and more. So muscles, all our body muscles are getting relaxed. In the daytime, we are active in various works. But while we are sleeping, that muscles and all getting relaxed, that means a complete rest for not only our body, but also the parts of our body. They are also taking rest. Our heartbeat becomes slower. So when we are active in our various activities, our heartbeat is very faster. But while we are sleeping, heartbeat becomes little slower than the normal condition. Our temperature and blood pressure go down. So temperature of our body comes down, the blood pressure also going down. So sleep makes a lot of changes in our body. The ever-active brain also slows down so that we cannot think or act consciously, but we dream. So the brain also taking rest. If brain is very active, we cannot sleep or we cannot take complete rest. So while we are sleeping, the brain also brain also comes down during the sleep. When we wake up, our temperature and blood pressure rise to normal. Our heartbeat and breathing also become normal, and we are fully awake and have forgotten most, if not all, the dreams that we had while sleeping. When we wake up after some hours sleep, we are getting up from the bed and we start activities once again. When we wake up, our temperature once again increases, blood pressure comes to normal, heartbeat and breathing also becomes normal. Every activities while we are active, it is becoming normal. So sleep puts rest for breathing, temperature coming down, blood pressure, brain work is completely stopped or reduced. Like this, a lot of works are lot of changes that are taking place in our body. While we are sleeping, we get a lot of dreams also. Sometimes we get to have sweet dreams, sometimes we get bad dreams. Sometimes we get some snakes and all biting, or snakes and all driving out like that. These things are happening. But in the morning, some dreams, if very bad or very excited dreams, we may remember. But most of the dreams, hundreds of dreams in our life we are experiencing, but we cannot recollect it. Even in the morning, early morning, if you try to recollect what dreams you had at night, you cannot remember it. Like this, a dream is an activity of the mind when we are asleep. Dreams help us sleep through noise and other disturbances. Dreams may reveal something about one's problems, but they cannot tell the future. So dream, in this part we are going to see what is a dream, why we are getting dream. This part we may discuss now. What is a dream? It is an activity of the mind that takes place when we are asleep. So dreams, some sceneries come in our mind. As if we are involved in various activities like this. Suppose we are traveling in the flight, or we are traveling in the train, or we are dancing like this. Different types of dreams and all we are experiencing while we are sleeping. Some dreams are probable while others are not. That only means that many of the things that happen in dreams could happen when we are awake. Okay, so some dreams we can recollect and remember. Even if you ask me, I can remember some dreams that happened some 20, 30 years ago. Some dreams last night I experienced, that I cannot remember. Like this, some dreams are unforgettable, some dreams are not recollectable. We cannot bring it to our memory like this. So that only means that many of the things that happen in dreams could happen when we are awake. Very few dreams are really happen in our life also, real life also. Others could not. Dreams seem to be important for several reasons. One is that a dream can help us sleep through noise or other disturbances. First of all, dreams are making our mind cool, and we can get a sound sleep. That means no disturbances, we can comfortably sleep. So dreams are helpful to us to take complete rest. For example, the alarm clock rings, but our mind causes us to dream that the telephone or doorbell is ringing and that we are awake and answering it. So sometimes we are sleeping. The alarm is your clock, alarm clock is ringing, but you think someone is pressing the doorbell, waiting for us to open the door. We straight away go and open the door, but no one is there. Then only we will realize we dreamt, but we unnecessarily we came to open the door. Like this, we experience such type of happenings. Certain doctors have found that one's dreams often reveal a great deal about one's problems, and that if understood correctly, they can provide a key to the solution of those problems. But we must remember one thing: dreams cannot be used as a way to tell the future. They simply can never tell the future. Some doctors, they are explaining that the dreams are the solutions for the problems that we are facing in our day-to-day life. But some dreams brought, if you acted upon, sometimes it may make you very difficult situations. I tell one example. Very long back, I read in the newspaper that a man, he got a son and he got married. So he lived with his son, daughter-in-law and grandchildren. At night, he dreamt that there is a treasure inside your home. You dig the earth, you can get huge gold coins, but to get and use that gold coin, one person is to be cut and offered as sacrifice. You have to shower the blood of someone's sacrifice. Then only you can use the gold. Like that, he dreamt, and he woke up. He really thought definitely there are some treasure in the earth, and he discussed with by this time he got up, and he was thinking his daughter-in-law also caught up, and daughter-in-law asked him, "What, uncle, why are you sitting here? What are you thinking about?" He explained the dreams to his daughter-in-law, and both of them decided to sacrifice that their son, that man's son, that this lady's husband. They first cut the head of that man, that man's son. They showered some blood. They dug the land, but there was nothing inside. The son was no more. After that, the police came and arrested. So we cannot act upon the dreams. So this is a warning. We should not absolutely believe what is happening in our dreams. We cannot compare the dreams and the real life. Okay. Sleep is the most common experience. But how many of us really think about the wonder and the power of sleep? Many poets have written beautiful poems about sleep. Here is one in which the poet is describing the experience of falling asleep. Read it aloud. So one poet mentioned about what is sleep and what is a dream. Here he mentioned, I read this, lights out. I have come to the borders of sleep. That means he is about to get into sleep. The unfathomable deep, forest where all must lose their way, however straight, are winding soon or late. They cannot choose. There is not any book or face of dearest book, dearest look, that I would not turn from now. To go into the unknown, I must enter and leave alone. I know not how. Edward Thomas. This is the poet who wrote this poem. Once again, I read this poem. I have come to the borders of sleep, the unfathomable deep forest where all must lose their way, however straight or winding, soon or late, they cannot choose. There is not any book or face of dearest look that I would not turn from now. To go into the unknown, I must enter and leave alone. I know not how. So this is the poem related to the sleep and dreams. So try to understand. Okay, all the best. Thank you. In the next period, we will see the another story from the supplementary reading, the pact with the sun. Okay, thank you very much.